So, but you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical, at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
That's it. We need a bigger car.
Smart speaker, what's the best family SUV?
The Tucson has been named Auto Express Best Midsize SUV.
Oh, they're nice. Loads of space.
Smart speaker, search offers on a Hyundai Tucson.
The new Tucson comes with 2 years 0% APR. And it's Hyundai, by the way.
Discover the new Hyundai Tucson Hybrid. It's the dawn of a new Hyundai. Ends 31st of March, 25% deposit. Finance subject to status. Hyundai UK is a credit broker, not a lender. Terms apply.
See London in a new light, with the streets glowing in neon. A London full of people walking in the same direction, beating cancer one step at a time. And yes, a London where people actually say hello as they walk past. The 20th of September is Cancer Research UK's Shine Night Walk, and it's when London really sparkles. Step up and sign up today at shinewalk.org. Choose from the 10K, half marathon or full marathon walk and get 30% off your entry. Together we are beating cancer. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update next.
What if your bank did more than just bank? With HSBC Premier, it's like carrying your own entourage in your wallet. Premier Wealth Management? Check. Premier Health Perks? All clear. Premier Travel Benefits? You're covered. And Premier International Banking? See, we, yo, ya. In fact, everything's Premier when your bank account is. Search HSBC Premier. HSBC UK. Opening up a world of opportunity. Apply with £100,000 annual income or £100,000 savings or investments with HSBC UK or Premier status abroad.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Chris Moyle Show. It's 2 minutes past seven. If you've just woken up,
you missed the big news. But you've missed it, so I'm not going to tell you again. So
it's Dominic with news, sport and weather. It's 2 minutes past seven.
From Global's newsroom, Donald Trump says he believes it's within his power to end the war in Ukraine. Officials from the US and Russia held talks in Saudi Arabia yesterday. The US president has criticized Ukraine's reaction after not being invited to take part in peace talks.
They've had a seat for 3 years and a long time before that. This could have been settled very easily. A half-baked negotiator could have settled this years ago without the loss of much land, very little land, without the loss of any lives.
In other news this morning, tougher rules are coming in for the online sale of knives. Thousands are being sold illegally on social media. The jail term for selling them to under-18s is going up to 2 years. There's going to be a big jump in the number of first-time buyers who need to pay stamp duty from April. Supla estimates 42% will when it comes in for properties worth £300,000 or more. At the moment, you don't pay on a home worth under £425,000. Most councils in England have signalled they will apply a maximum council tax increase this year. Figures show at least 85% are planning a rise of almost 5%. Also, in the last few minutes, it's been confirmed UK inflation has risen by 3%. That's in the 12 months to January. It was up from 2.5% in December. And Paul Weller has paid tribute to his former bandmate, the Jam drummer Rick Buckler, who's died at the age of 69. Paul Weller says they went far beyond their dreams, and what they made as a band stands the test of time.
Sport.
Celtic suffered a heartbreaking exit from the Champions League last night after losing 3-2 on aggregate to Bayern Munich. They had led 1-0 in the second leg, but with the tie heading for extra time, Davis bundled in an injury time goal for the German giants. Manchester City aimed to overturn a 3-2 deficit against defending champions Real Madrid tonight to stay in the competition. And Liverpool hope up to a 10-point gap, or hope they can open up a 10-point gap at the top of the Premier League with a victory away at Aston Villa tonight. Marcus Rashford will be hoping for his first start for the hosts following his January loan move from Manchester United.
Weather
with eBay. Get your vehicle winter ready with their range of car parts and accessories.
And the weather cloudy with a band of rain moving eastwards today across the UK. Rather windy in the north as well. Temperatures up to 13 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Hey, thanks, Tom.
Thanks, babe.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
A few people have predicted what I'm going to talk about from the F1 last night. I went to the F1 75 live last night. It was brilliant at the O2. If you're a Formula One fan, of which there was 15,000 there last night, it was incredible. Just had the best time, even though it was a school night and I had to get out of there and get home, but it was great. All the teams, all the drivers, all the team principals. Christian Horner got booed. It was hilarious. The FIA got booed. That was hilarious. It was so awkward when Christian was on stage. Max Verstappen obviously got big cheers and a few boos as well. Lewis Hamilton and Oscar Lando.
Yeah.
Got arguably the biggest cheers of the night. Yeah. But it was very exciting. Beautifully shot, beautifully made. Unbelievable live 2 hour experience. You can watch it on the F1 channels, by the way, because they just did it all out there to the world. It's unreal. But I also had a right laugh.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Now, the Formula One sport has its own theme.
Yes.
You may be aware of this. We played it a lot when we were giving away the tickets to the event. There's a man called Brian Tyler who has done loads of different soundtracks and themes for films and television. Fast and Furious, that franchise. Avengers, Age of Ultron, just to name a couple. And he also loves his electronic music as well.
Right.
Anyway, he performed last night.
Oh.
Under his pseudonym of this new thing that he's doing called Are We Dreaming?
Right.
So this is the guy that did this, right? This amazing music. So, do you have it there on the screen?
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. So we're just going to fade this up and hit play. And I'm going to explain to you the idea behind it. So he appears on the decks, on the DJ decks at the end of the runway.
Right.
And all the lights are going, the screens are going. It really was an audio-visual event. So this is before Alpine, the team. And it says, Are We Dreaming? So Brian describes this as a completely immersive audio-visual experience that explores the universe and our place in it.
Right.
Through exhilarating and moving music and powerful imagery. It's an explosive visual journey through space and time.
Whoa.
That encourages one to experience the height of joy.
Ooh.
And discover the meaning of self.
Wow.
Now, while I'm reading the rest,
heavy,
you keep an eye on this guy.
Okay.
Who is pretending to press buttons on two CDJs and a mixer.
Is it plugged in?
Huh?
Is it plugged in?
It's plugged in, but to what, I don't know.
Right.
Bearing in mind, this is 15,000 people at the O2 want to see cars. Okay.
He's got a lovely floppy blonde hair.
Now, look at him and try to imagine this is not a character.
Okay.
As in, this is not like Matt Lucas or Jack Whitehall pretending to be someone.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, yeah.
Tyler has said that Are We Dreaming is like a modern...
Combined.
Oh, that was an advert! James, an advert! Come on!
Commercial.
Oh, no. Why have you got an ad on it?
Because that's how YouTube works.
Oh, Dom, look at
pay the
driver.
Premium you tight get.
So, I'm not paying it. It's Global's money.
Just stick it through expenses.
Tyler
says that Are We Dreaming is like a modern-day Fantasia crossed with the visual spectacle of cinematic films like 2001, A Space Odyssey, and Blade Runner. By the way, every time there's a shot of him pressing the buttons and twiddling stuff, in my opinion, he's doing nothing.
Right.
He's absolutely not doing anything there.
Yeah.
And he keeps jumping back and forth like...
He's kind of headbanging, isn't he?
And he's got really floppy blonde hair, right?
He does stuff with his hands.
And it keeps going in front of his eyes,
and
then he keeps flipping it back, right? And I'm thinking any minute now it's going to kick into the Formula One theme.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Oh.
I'll tell you now.
Oh.
It never gets there.
It's tricky being a DJ like that because it sounds like one piece of music that's just playing.
It is.
It is.
But it is one piece of music. Bear in mind there's somebody rapping on it, but they're not there.
What does the flash and blue play button mean?
Well, he's got audio playing out on one channel, right? But what's funny is, see the little lights there?
Yes.
There's little lights that are lit up red.
Yeah.
They are pre-fade lights that you listen to in your headphones while you're queuing up a track. He hits all of those. There's no reason to.
At the moment, there's not a lot else to look at apart
this
from
is it.
Him.
But the whole performance, bar the lights.
Yeah.
Right, so he's got to be doing something.
And it gets heavier and heavier. He's literally pressing buttons that are doing nothing, in my opinion.
You need some dancers, don't you?
Oh, you need something else. Because he looks like a character from Little Britain.
Yeah, I don't
he looks like DJ Idiot.
Yeah.
And this guy's so incredibly talented.
Yeah.
It's unreal. And I'm like, okay, here it comes.
Oh.
Formula One music, something like that. We get it. Where is it?
Oh, he's twiddling the headphone volume.
He's doing nothing, by the way.
His headphones are really loud now.
Now, when I tell you, they never unplugged that when they took it off stage. They just picked it up and walked off with it. But they just have lights. There's some lights on the deck, so they're clearly plugged in. But yeah.
God.
So he wrote the music.
Oh, my God. He's an unbelievably talented composer. This guy is unreal in what he does.
Right.
But the whole, yo.
Where's he from? What nationality is he?
I don't know, but he just looks like a parody of a German techno DJ.
Yeah, I was going to say, he doesn't look like a German techno DJ.
Bit bass hunter, isn't he?
Oh,
it was so good. And then it finishes.
Yeah.
You know? Ready?
It's great music. Like, if there was something going on with it, it's great.
Yeah. I looked around me and people are just sat there going, where's the car?
Now, that was the headphone volume he just twiddled.
Anyway.
You're not going to go and watch that.
Oh, I had a right laugh.
Yeah.
I really did. And he's just leaping up and down, back and forth while he's pretending to press buttons. And...
oh.
Yosh!
Yeah.
Let me hear you scream!
DJ LMNOP.
Oh, it really is.
Yeah.
Yosh! Who likes cars? Let's hear it from Lewis Norris! What have you found out?
If this is the same DJ Alpine, so he's from the Netherlands, but he's also a professional guitarist and he combines trance music with guitar solos.
See, now...
Oh, that have been
do
great.
That!
Yeah, do that. Get Slash on there or something.
So is that not Brian? I'm very confused.
What's happened to Brian then?
I don't know.
That's DJ Alpine. Who's Brian?
He's the one who wrote the music.
Well, he's the guy that they said, oh, Brian, this, because that's his new thing. By the way...
Doesn't look like a Brian.
On the opposite of that, I very much enjoyed MGK's performance at the top.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Now, is he MGK now, not Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah, he's changed it, yeah. More serious, I reckon.
Really?
Be taken more seriously.
Mm.
I thought he, him and his band were awesome.
Really? I didn't see them.
Incredible. Incredible. It was such a great night. I can't tell you. Just the atmosphere in the room was just, everybody was so excited. It's great.
Logistical nightmare to put that show on, I would have thought.
Yuki Tsunoda came on. I love him. He's one of my
favorites.
I saw
that bit.
He's about 3 foot two.
Yeah, he really is, isn't he? Sort of skipping onto the stage. He looked delighted to be there.
He looked well happy.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's all available if you want to watch it. If you're into it. And if you're thinking, not really into Formula One, but I could watch it, you can start. Brand new season coming up, the 75th season. They go off to Bahrain to test the cars and everything. And then the season gets underway in Australia. You can get into it.
Yeah.
It's out there. You can watch it.
Did you see Norman Cook last night? There's lots of people saying to you, did you hang out with
him? No, was he there?
Yeah.
I didn't see him.
He looked confused by that DJ set, apparently.
Oh, man, that was so funny. I was kidding myself laughing. Because they kept doing really tight close-ups of his hands, pressing the buttons, and I'm like, He's just miming to a track. Why are you doing close-ups? He's just hit the pre-fade button. At one point, he opened the fader for like one of the channel for the like yeah. CD2, let's say. He opened the fader and just closed it again. Like I'm like, that's not doing anything.
You're right. So I think that's his alter ego, Brian Tyler.
So he's Brian.
Are we dreaming?
Yeah.
So your man with the blonde quiff and the black plastic jacket.
Yeah.
That's Brian.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Yeah. That's 52-year-old Brian Tyler.
Is he 52?
Yeah.
Got lovely hair.
And by the way, he must have been sweating buckets because he's wearing a big puffer jacket.
Oh, yeah. I lost a stone doing that.
Well, I had a great night and it was very exciting to see all the drivers and Lance Stroll all on stage, all the cars.
Why does he get special treatment, Lance Stroll?
I don't know, because it's unfair.
Right.
Because his daddy had a team.
Yes, I remember you
saying. Drives for Aston Martin with Fernando Alonso.
Oh, so he's good. He's not there because of his dad.
You can't get to Formula One like with daddy's money and be absolute rubbish.
No. You get found out very quickly, wouldn't you?
Oh, you're talking these are the best of the best. Like a lot of the new, there are a lot of new drivers there last night.
Mm.
The season's got quite a few new drivers.
Right.
That have obviously come up through the ranks, Formula 3, Formula 2.
Yeah.
And now this is their first season in Formula 1.
Mm. Oh, and huge, isn't it?
Oh, it's just good. Anyway, I better stop talking about it because lots of people are like, I don't know what you're on about. And
yeah.
People's looking at the clock as if to say, can you please play a song, please? Because otherwise Matt Davison will email me. But he won't, will he? Because he's on holiday.
He's on holiday.
We could get away to... Why do we not play a song till 8? Yes! Radio Mavericks!
Maverick.
We live on the edge. Rules? What rules?
Radio
X. Come on.
Coming up,
what we want.
More well-executed radio entertainment that you just won't experience anywhere else on the dial.
I'll pick the music, Pippa.
Our guest after 8 should know better, because it's Will Meller and Ralph Little from their new show, Will and Ralph Should Know Better.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Plus, we've made the Wombats our Radio X record of the week. We'll play their new song, Can't Say No, again today. Welcome to Wednesday on this wacky, wild, and wonderful breakfast program.
The Chris Miles Show. Radio X.
All right, let's get into our first song of the day. Just to keep Matt Davison happy, let's play some music. If you want to go faster, who likes cars? That's right, we're going to kick off with a Radio X classic from the best of British. It's the one and only Nick Kershaw. What have you got?
I've got two strong arms.
Oh, Matt Seabelt.
Oh.
Matt Seabelt.
Oh.
What's
from holiday.
What's he saying?
Like, can you play the schedule, please?
Oh, God.
Schedule.
My name is Matt Davison! Sending this from Butlins. We are having a lovely time. Please play Fever now. Send.
Waking up and smile in my clothes again. Feel my head explode from another gym. Another night out late. I don't want to drink, don't want to be a clown. Gotta get my feet back on the ground before it pulls me in. How can it end it up like this? Down to hit the ground again all by myself.
DJ Brian getting his own back, drinking.
Is it DJ Alpine? Is that what he calls himself?
On this, it's actually called Are We Dreaming?
Yeah, that's his...
That's his alter ego.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's DJ Alpine, but he's Brian. Brian Tyler.
Do you think I should look like that when I'm DJ my 90s hangover shows?
Yeah. As James said, he doesn't look like a Brian.
No, well, that's why, you know, he's got the alter ego.
That's, well, exactly that.
Are you sure it wasn't Sacha Baron Cohen? It really had that vibe. Honestly, it really did. Oh, for God's sake, Chris, can you stop playing so much music, says Jake.
Come on now.
I know. Do you know what? I can only apologise. What have I played now? Five, seven, one song.
You want to, yeah.
One song.
Well, do you count Nick Kershaw?
No.
No, okay, one song.
One song. How many songs, Pippa?
One song.
That's it. I'm very giddy this morning, as you can tell. It's 7:22. We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyles Show.
That's if Zeta doesn't collapse. Radio
X. The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Škoda Elroq. Press go on the all-electric SUV.
Radio X. It's important to show some love to those who are part of your journey. The ones who've taken you places you never thought you'd go. So, show a little love to your vehicle with eBay. Get 15% off car parts and accessories using the code PART15. Find the right part at the right price with eBay. Selected sellers only. Ends February 19th. Minimum spend £9.99. Maximum discount £75. T's and C's apply.
Hey, love. Mackie sounds great. I really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy. The Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served after 11 a.m.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity, we actually reward you for it. That's why, when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who shift weekday peak usage by 40% could earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage cap. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Getting that brand new car you've been saving up for? It's a leap that can have you going from...
Oh, how amazing is this?
To...
Who are these clowns on the road?
Don't worry. Churchill is here to help keep you chilled. Oh, yes. Our uninsured driver promise means that if you're involved in an accident with an uninsured driver that isn't your fault, your no-claim discount won't be affected. Enjoy the leap into your new wheels with Churchill. With comprehensive cover, registration number, make and model of the other car is required to make a claim.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moyles E.
On today's 4 till 7, thang. No time for it yesterday due to our Q&A style Q&A with HR. So today, once more, we laugh with the nations and ask. Plus, radio shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge. Hear ye, hear ye, hear ye. We go to Wickford for the Pet Town Quiz. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7. It's a thing!
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Did you know that with Ford, you can book a test drive for any of our new cars? Anytime, any place. Anywhere. Literally. Anytime.
And projected sales and revenue are...
any place. Anywhere. So simply go to Ford.co.uk, choose a car, and book a test drive in a matter of seconds today. Search Ford Book a Test Drive. Ford, bring on tomorrow.
Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
You call that a radio show? This is a radio show.
Radio X.
Just too much music, man. Too much music.
Too much sometimes.
Will Meller and Ralph Little are going to be popping into the studio today.
Yes.
They still got this TV show on, apparently, so we'll be talking to them about that.
That would be nice to see
them. I like them both.
Yeah, they're great.
And they're lovely lads.
Yep.
I don't know them very well. Like, we're not super close, but we've known each other 20-odd years.
Yeah. You used to hang out with Will a bit, did you?
And Ralph a bit as well, yeah. When Ralph first moved to London, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, they will both be here about 8:30 this morning. Before that, oh, my God, Devo, this will keep you happy while you bounce around Butlins and Ocean Colour Scene at Radio X.
I'm gonna need and I want it and please it.
listening to a bit of Ocean Pillar Scene the other day while I was running. I was listening to...
Oh, yeah.
I have a playlist of all my platinum hours.
Hmm.
And I just hit shuffle. It's a hell of a list.
Yeah.
You can press play and listen to it for days.
Eclectic mix.
Well, we're doing the platinum hour for what? 9 and a bit years?
Mm.
And I was listening to The Circle.
Oh,
such a good band.
The Circle.
By Ocean Colour Scene, yeah. It doesn't sound anything like that. I don't know why I made that noise. Right, Dominic, do you want to do some boring letters? Right, here we go. Boring letters. Please check my business for free. I've made you something out of thimbles. And your face and your knee. Here we go.
Now, one thing this isn't is boring. Dear Dom, it's us again. My husband and I paid you a visit for your 50th birthday, Dom, inviting you to come along to one of our naturist festivals.
Oh, here we go.
Having already been to Cap Dag yourself, mm-hmm. I can't understand why you haven't taken us up on our offer.
Exactly.
It's just time. You know, Dom, time poor. While we were in the studio, you avoided eye contact with us. Can I tell you why?
They're the nudie people that came in. I was off.
They were starkers. They had literally nothing on.
Right.
I did make eye contact, but only eye contact, if that makes
sense. Well, I didn't have a look. They've got no clothes on.
But, I mean, they had nothing.
They're cool with it.
Well, they are cool with it. This was Helen and Simon who came in.
Yeah,
I mean, you could have checked them for moles.
While we were in the studio and you avoided eye contact, I didn't actually, I only looked at your eyes. Pippa did not. And she asked us a few questions about naturism.
Yeah.
So,
did you?
Pippa, I am cordially inviting you to a ladies-only clothing optional holiday in Fuerteventura in April.
You. Oh.
Now, I've checked the calendar, Chris. We're available. So what do you say, Pip? Do you have more balls than Dom?
Would I be ridiculed for wearing clothes? Because that would make me a textile and you kind of get ridiculed.
That would make you what?
People who wear clothes.
Oh, you know the jargon then.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're getting into it.
So this is Helen and Simon. They've enclosed the brochure. It's only £500 a head.
Whoa. For how long?
You can either go for a week in April or a week in May.
For 500 quid?
Yeah.
Don't need much luggage.
Wow.
7 nights?
You don't need much luggage. Everyone just takes a wash bag.
Let's hope.
Yoga and meditation. Clothing optional hike.
Oh,
you'd have to imagine the chaffing.
The brambles.
You'd have to at least wear socks and boots.
Boat trip and water sports.
Sorry?
And it's only
a boat trip, you said?
Yeah. And I imagine like water skiing or something like that.
But what about in the evenings? Is there anything going on in the evenings?
There's lots going on in the evenings. Do you like paella or paella?
I love paella.
Well, you can have some of that and a barbecue. Don't get too close.
I was about to say. Do I have to wear an apron?
Shared accommodation for 7 nights in four luxury apartments. How shared is it?
Yeah.
For booking and more information, contact
So,
yeah, and includes transfers as well, but doesn't include flights.
Oh, do it, Pip.
Maybe I could see if one of my friends is available to come with me.
Why don't you and Sunta Templeton do it?
Why Sunta?
Because she's a female.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I could suggest Gavin the Woodman Woods or Johnny, but they would get there and go, I'm sorry, sir, you're not allowed in. What with you being a man and it's a ladies' naturist retreat?
What about Hefty Helen? Would she be up for the trip?
Probably.
Mm. Does she like paella?
Probably.
Huh? Does she like paella?
She
likes
paella.
Like paella. Thank you, James.
So you get cocktails there.
Lovely.
As well, and pampering sessions.
Lovely.
So why do you do it?
Do you know what?
You have been invited by Helen and Simon.
I think curious isn't quite the right word, but I shall look into it.
Mm.
I think you should go and FaceTime us.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm not typically a nudie person. Toby is.
Is he?
I'm not, but you know, it's food for thought.
What are you doing in the beginning of May? 1st to the 8th of May?
I don't know at the moment.
Well, you've got to ease yourself into these things. Why don't you take your socks off in front of us, see how you feel?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Exactly.
Really? Socks first.
What? A weekend in cap down.
Not socks first.
I don't like my feet very much. I'd rather take my top off.
Oh, right.
This is going to be right up your street.
No, we want to see the feet. We want to see your feet. I don't want to make it creepy, but show us your feet.
Why do some people like
I don't know. Fetish?
Weird, yeah.
I don't know, but I've said
money
it.
For it.
I think you should set up an OnlyFans. I absolutely do.
There's something for everyone, isn't there?
Imagine you sitting on the sofa every night watching telly and you go, Times, do us a favour, I need some new pictures doing. He just goes, yeah, you're watching, snap, snap, snap. Take some pictures of your bare feet like that. You upload them, make a fortune.
Do you think there's anyone who likes long, spindly fingers?
There's somebody out there who likes everything.
There'll be a witch fan somewhere. There will be.
Yeah. I told you, I used to know a woman, and every time she saw me, she would stroke my earlobes.
Oh.
She loved it. She's
really?
Like, it's so soft, I love it.
Really?
And it got to the point where you go, hey, how are you? Yeah, good, how's everything? She goes, yeah, family's great. She'll be stroking my earlobes.
Really?
If there's anyone else in the room, they'd be like, okay, this is weird.
Yeah, I guess it's you, like, you know. I guess it's you knew her. She wasn't like...
It's an erogenous zone, aren't they?
No, yeah. Not for me.
Yeah. Gosh. Can't read out the top text, but it's very funny.
So anyway, get it booked.
Okay, do you know what? I'm going to look into it.
Book it, don't pack it, and go.
Yeah.
Well, look.
Just don't... Yeah.
Up some information.
Exactly. So Helen is the person to get in contact with, Pip.
Helen and Simon.
Helen and Simon, the naturist people. £500, it's not bad, is it?
It's not bad for seven nights.
So Pippa, Sumter, Izzy and Polly, Radio X rated, says Phil.
There you go. They're
very good. There's a lot of... Anyway. Here's another one.
You could
one.
Do the show from there.
Yeah, I could do inserts.
Oh, don't say that.
No, hang on. Let me check. No, you pay extra. You do pay extra for that. Right, here's another one.
Here's shared accommodation.
Hi, everyone in the team. Hi, everyone in the team. What? Hi, Dom and the team. I'm on Listen Again, Chris. I'm in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Yes.
And the skibbity toilet conversation is happening as I emailed you. This is something we talked about yesterday on the show. While I am too old to appreciate this saying, I'm just young enough to know where the toilet in the head comes from. So, you know, there's this weird toilet head person that spins around us here. Little Big is a Russian band that made this song called Skibbity. Incredibly popular song. So popular, they went and made a romantic edition.
Ah.
The dance associated with it in some circles reaches Macarena or even Gangnam Style-like levels.
Gangnam Style.
My girlfriend, now wife, took me to see them live when they played in Calgary. Do you know what? I got into the spirit of it after four double gin and tonics and loved it. From Vin.
Good.
Yeah, so there you go. That's what it comes from.
Ah.
Yeah, I'm still none the wiser.
No, I don't get it at all. I just don't.
Yeah, yesterday at some point during the day, I said to Tiff, skibbity toilet, like that. Expecting her to go, what? And she went, skibbity toilet back.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh okay.
Yeah.
So she's clearly down with it.
Down with it. Now, do you want an early birthday present? Because your birthday's coming up quite soon.
Is it somebody who's got started their own business at home in lockdown?
No, it's our friend Angela La La La.
Right.
Who sent some stuff in for you.
She's relatively sane.
She sends great stuff
lovely,
in, actually.
Isn't she?
Really
she sent in that jumper that had a tissue hold up the front.
That's it.
Oh, yeah. In that case, no, you're all right.
Now, these are wrapped up already, so that's fine.
Okay.
I think you'll like them.
All right.
I think she picks well, I think. She's a good present buyer. Angela La La.
They're T-shirts.
Yeah.
One of them is a black T-shirt with the Death Star and the Millennium Falcon on.
Oh,
that's nice, isn't it?
And the other one is little pictures of Star Wars characters that look like they've been drawn by a child.
Yes.
Isn't that
nice? I imagine they probably have been drawn by children.
Let me get it out of the packet and I'll show you, and you can tell me if you think it'll suit me or not.
She's very thoughtful.
Thank you, Angela La La.
Yeah,
where
thanks,
does she
Angela.
Live?
She doesn't live in the UK, does she?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, she must pay a fortune in postage, actually, to send all this
there
stuff.
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
That's really good.
Star Wars.
Yeah.
Is it not a bit babyish? Now,
well, you could wear it as a pyjama.
Now, I would wear that.
Like
it's
a bed.
Cool.
I'm preempting Tiff going, what is this?
Yeah.
What is this?
I like that. It's very unusual.
Yeah.
Okay, has she drawn all the bits on
she
it?
She doesn't say she has,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I do like it, though. Mm. I think I probably like the cartoony one more than the other one.
Yeah.
Well, you can wear it to work because you're probably up before TIFF, aren't you? So
Get up and wear it. She'll never know.
Bring a different T-shirt for when you go back home again.
A couple of years down the line, he goes, can I have a word?
Yeah.
Have you been wearing Star Wars merchandise during the show behind my back? No.
That concludes letters. Thanks very much for everything you sent in. Pippa will be in touch, Helen, I'm sure, about your nudie festival.
I'll look into it.
Again. Dom@radiox.co.uk if you'd like to email something in, or you can send stuff through the post to this address.
234
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London, WC2H.
2H.
7LA.
Woo! It is 7:41. We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Škoda Kamiq. Jump into the Agile City SUV.
Radio X. You take such pride in your work. You check every teensy detail. You always clear up after yourself. And you leave each customer as happy as a clam. You do all this because it matters. It also matters to Trust a Trader, where millions of people go to find top-notch tradespeople just like you. So if you're ready to build your business even further, apply to join the Trust a Trader professionals. When it matters,
trusttrader.com.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical, at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday. Discovering amazing destinations like Madeira, Zante and Lanzarote, and relaxing in the sun with award-winning VIP service from the Which? Travel Brand of the Year 2024. Right now, you can save £200 per couple with MyJet2. So book summer now from London Luton Airport with Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. App Trinitro protected. Subject to availability and conditions.
New customers get 12 months for the price of 11 at petsinapickle.co.uk. Use code 12 for 11. T's and C's apply.
Is this finally the year for the kitchen renovation? Well, Chase is the digital bank that gives you the tools to help you spend, save and invest all in one place. So you can progress towards your goals, big or small. Like the goal of first drinks in your new kitchen. Cheers. Join millions of customers in the UK when you spend, save and invest through the Chase app. Chase, see what your money can do. 18 plus UK residents, Chase current account required. Capital at risk. Investments are provided by Nutmeg and not guaranteed by Chase.
That was the travel. Now the weather. Chris.
Thanks, Sarah. A chance of rain today with low pressure bringing some cloudy patches and some showery spells later in the day.
If an Audi's on your mind, now's the time. With £750 off a new Audi ordered by the 28th of February and delivered by the 30th of June. Start your search at audi.co.uk or visit your local Audi centre.
In the southeast, you'll see sunny spells well into the Audi noon. Afternoon.
Audi. Vorsprung durch Technik. T's and C's apply. £750 discount applied on purchase. Retail customers only.
Radio X.
On the Beach presents Kaiser Chiefs.
Live.
Plus very special guests, Razorlight and the Cribs.
Less.
Sunday, 27th of July, Brighton Beach.
Book now at radiox.co.uk.
Kaiser Chiefs, Razorlight, The Cribs and more.
Live. Radio X.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Welcome back to The Chris Moyle Show. Now back to either Chris talking or some music. Let's all find out together.
Radio X.
Yep, sharing a room, yeah, that'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And are flights included?
Oh.
They're not. Okay, fine. Right. but everything else, that's brilliant. Yeah, so can I just put a hold on that?
Okay, Chris, we're on the radio now.
1 second. Sorry, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah. So for two people. Yeah. Sunta Templeton and Pippa Taylor. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, brilliant. Thank you. I'll speak to you later. Bye-bye.
Oh, great.
Are you treating us?
If you two went on it, I would pay for it. I'm telling you. As long as we could also send the social media team from Radio X to do videos and... 7.45, Wednesday morning, February the 19th. Good morning! This is the mighty Radio X, your musical radio friend. Johnny Vaughan in the afternoon, the Chris Moore Show in the morning, and yes, we're playing Acquiesce for the radio edit from Oasis. Every time I play this, I played Familiar to Millions to death. And when they do Acquiesce Live, it's always faster.
Yeah.
So even though this is the original track, I always think it needs to be a little bit faster for me.
I know what you mean.
Oasis and Acquiesce at Radio X. Now, could you do me a favour? It's 10 to 8. If you've listened to our podcast, can you just very quickly message us 83936 on the text, 83936, or on WhatsApp, it's 0330 33 33 100, 0330 33 33 100. Just send us like a couple of words, just saying what your name is, where you are, and what you thought of the podcast. Did you enjoy it? Was it worth it? Did it make you laugh out loud? Did it make you spit your drink everywhere? Were there any moments in there? Or my favourite bit was just, you know, very quickly, just send me a message now, 83936, or on WhatsApp, 0330 33 33 100. If you can do it now, that would be great.
The Chris Moyle Show podcast.
The reason for that is it's now Wednesday. Sunday night is your last chance to get it, and then we are pulling the plug on the downloads for the 9th podcast, which is available now. You should know what it is if you're a regular listener. If you're brand new to the show, every year, all the people in the radio stations in this building, Heart, LBC, Capital, Classic FM, all that, they all fundraise for a charity called Make Some Noise, which we own. It's our parent company, Global, owns this charity, runs the charity, and it helps out little tiny charities around the UK. It does amazing work. Tiny, tiny charities that wouldn't normally get that much attention, we help them out. We raise loads of money, and then we divvy it up with these little charities. And we don't want to sit in a bath of beans. Pippa and I have climbed Kilimanjaro.
You've done that, haven't you? I don't know if you've ever mentioned that before.
We've both climbed Kilimanjaro separately. So we thought, why don't we just go to the pub, get drunk, record a podcast? And we did. And the first one raised like £30,000 or something. And we were absolutely delighted with ourselves. So we did it again the next year. And it raised like 2.5 times that or something. It raised like £80,000. So we're like, oh my God, we've raised £100,000 out of going to the pub twice. It's now raised over £1 million, and this is our 9th one. It's all the Chris Moyle Show team. It's all your favourites. And James.
Yeah.
Our friend Drunk Alan is there every year. He's been there since the very first one. And we have a guest, and that guest is always different, but a big name. This year is Chris Tarrant. That is Toby Tarrant's dad and Pippa's daddy-in-law.
Father.
Daddy-in-law.
Father-in-law.
And we have a few drinks before we start recording. We also video it, and you can get the audio and the video now.
I don't know why we video. It's very silly we do that.
I'm the drunkest I think I've ever been at the end of one of these.
Yes, I think that's fair.
I haven't watched it back or listened back to it, but I've played this bit of audio. Can I ask you a question? Was it last night?
Oh, God. Yeah, I know.
Now, do you even know what that is about?
No. Not
that's me saying to Captain Crapbeard. Mm. Can I ask you a question? Was it last night?
That's a good question.
Sad thing is, that's the beginning.
So we haven't been drinking then.
Right, so I'm going to tell you what you need to do if you want to get it, because it's gone on Sunday and we want to raise a little bit more money for our charity, because we could hit another lovely rounded number. If you can give us a fiver, you text PUB and the number 5. So it looks like the word pubs. PUB and the number 5, and you send it to 83936. That would be amazing. But what would be better is if you could give us a tenner. Then you would write PUB10, all one word, PUB10, and you send it to 83936. If you could do 20 or 30 or 40, God, we would love that. So you would text PUB40 and send that to 83936. Your chosen voluntary donation will be added to your phone bill. 100% goes to our charity, Make Some Noise. Standard network rates apply for the text. You do need to be 18 or over. The podcast is available for a limited time. In fact, we're going to pull the plug Sunday night. Full details and terms and conditions are at radiox.co.uk. If you are outside of the UK, you can go to the website, click on podcast, and you can still get it. You can still give us a voluntary donation and you can still get it. You still get the link to the video and the audio. If you can't do short code text because maybe you've got a work phone and you can't do 83936, again, go to the website, radiox.co.uk. I know it's a lot of info and it's very early in the morning, but we just want the money. And if you love our show, you will love it. Shall I read out some text? If you're thinking, oh, £5, £10, £20, whatever. Morning, Chris and the team. Pubcast was the funniest one yet. Can't stop watching it. Definitely worth a spend for the amazing charities. Top work, everyone. Had me in stitches. And that comes from Matt.
Oh, thank you, Matt.
We watched the pubcast. It was fantastic. The tireless effort you continually contribute to charity deserves recognition. Bring on the MBE. Say Sharon.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Love the pubcast. Chris Tarrant was superb. The team impressions of him even better. Hilarious, says Lorraine in Crouch End in London. What impressions of...
of Chris Tarrant.
I don't know if we...
We didn't do that.
If we did any of those.
You're mistaken.
Why have they gone off my screen?
Chris Tarrant's deleted them.
Oops.
Oh, they've gone. Oh, no. The legend.
That is.
The godlike broadcaster.
Thank you.
The absolute chancer.
Bigger.
That is Mr. Chris Tarrant.
Yeah! Thank you.
1 hour later. Can I ask you a question? Was that last night?
Oh, my God.
That's how it works.
Oh, my God. What happened on this bit?
Show him now.
You'll find out if you watch the video, and the only way to get the video is to give us the little message. Text the word pub and then the digit 5, if you can give us a fiver. Text pub10, all one word, PUB10, if you can give us a tenner. If you can give us 20 quid, 30 or 40, then you just write the word pub and then straight away put the digit. So you put PUB40 for 40, PUB20 for 20. And I know times are hard for a lot of people if you don't have the money. If you can afford a fiver, we would love that from you. If you can't afford the fiver, don't worry about it. Dom will send it to you.
Oh, yeah. What?
Okay. So many people love the podcast. So funny. Need to watch it again, says Ruth and Lester. Watched the podcast last week. It was hilarious, says Matt. Best ever. Chris Tarrant is a joy. Podcast, only one word, outstanding. Honestly, everybody's raving about it. So if you can give us some money, you can have it. You can listen to the audio and you can watch the video. And whatever you give us for charity will go every penny to the charity. And by the way, please just do the gift aid thing. Just click yes if you're a UK taxpayer and all that, because we get even more money. Your fiver, your tenner will be worth even more if you just click the gift aid. It takes you seconds to just go, yep, done. The gift aid thing is amazing. It's amazing. And thank you to every single one of you who's downloaded it, who's given us some money for our charity. Boo to you if you cancel your donation, you cheap gets. But thank you to everybody. It's now Wednesday morning. By Monday morning, when we're back on the after the weekend, it'll be gone. It'll be too late to get it. Now, if you get the link before Monday morning, then that link will still work for a good while afterwards, until somebody in online one day forgets and just wipes the page, but you should be fine. You'll love it. It's all the team together, drunk in a pub. I mean, do I need to play you any more then? Can I ask you a question? Was it last night?
Oh, God.
I think I know what that was about.
I don't. I can't remember that at all.
So please download the podcast now, and if you've got what I said, go to radiox.co.uk. Thank you.
The Chris Moyle Show podcast.
If we can get a surge of money today, tomorrow and Friday, we'll hit another lovely little milestone, which is fantastic. Yeah. And your generosity has been, like, astounding. So I thank you very much from the bottom of our little hearts and from all the charities that are going to benefit from you just giving us a fiver or a tenner or 20 or 40 quid. Thank you very, very much. You guys are the best. And if you haven't got it yet, get it now!
The Chris Moyle Show.
It's 2 minutes to eight.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Kodiaq. Jump into electric with the plug-in hybrid.
Radio X.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
Battersea Power Station, Buckingham Palace. Just two of the stunning sights you'll see on your Cancer Research UK Shine Night Walk in London on the 20th of September. But nothing will beat the sight of people coming together and beating cancer, one step at a time. Whether you're taking on the 10K route for a loved one or future generations, you'll be helping to power progress against cancer. Step up and sign up at shinewalk.org today to get 30% off your entry. Together, we are beating cancer. T's and C's apply.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories, and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishbowls, furniture experts since 1899.
Getting that brand new car you've been saving up for? It's a leap that can have you going from...
Oh, how amazing is this?
To...
Who are these clowns on the road?
Don't worry. Churchill is here to help keep you chilled. Oh, yes. Our uninsured driver promise means that if you're involved in an accident with an uninsured driver that isn't your fault, your no-claim discount won't be affected. Enjoy the leap into your new wheels with Churchill. With comprehensive cover, registration number, make and model of the other car is required to make a claim.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book now at one of our London donor centres. Visit blood.co.uk today.
This Easter at Morrison's, pay less with more card and choose from a range of large Easter eggs. Like Cadbury Twirl, Cream Egg, Maltesers, Celebrations, Mini Eggs, Giant Buttons... And more. Regular price, £4 each.
More card price.
£2.50 each.
Morrison's to shop at Morrison's.
Majority of stores and online excludes Morrison's daily more card app required 16 plus 185 to 200.